USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusa reporting. By next year, half of Medicare beneficiaries will have a private Medicare Advantage plan. Most large insurers in the program have been accused in court of fraud. The health system Kaiser Permanente called doctors in during lunch and after work and urged them to add additional illnesses to the medical records of patients they hadn't seen in weeks. Doctors who found enough new diagnoses could earn bottles of champagne or a bonus in their paycheck. Anthem, a large insurer now called Elevance Health, paid more to doctors who said their patients were sicker. And executives at United Health Group, the country's largest insurer, told their workers to mine old medical records for more illnesses, and when they couldn't find enough, sent them back to try again. The diagnoses had a lucrative side effect that let the insurers collect more money from the federal government's Medicare Advantage program. While speaking at a Volvo plant in Hagerstown, Maryland Friday, and a month before Election Day, President Biden touted many of his economic achievements during his term, including his bipartisan infrastructure deal, the CHIPS Act, Inflation Reduction Act, and other legislation he says helped facilitate the country's economic recovery during the COVID pandemic. Biden warning that if Republicans take control this fall, though, many of these achievements will be reversed and regular Americans will suffer the consequences.
If Republicans take control of the Congress, the $2,000 cap on prescription drug costs we just passed goes away, gone. If they take back the control of the Congress, the $35 a month cap on insulin for folks on Medicare we just passed goes away, gone. The savings on health care premiums we just got from a million Americans for Affordable Care Act, gone.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California Governor Gavin Newsom wants state lawmakers to consider passing a windfall tax on gas companies in an effort to stop what he and others believe is price gouging. The AAA says today's average price for a gallon of regular gas in California is $6.35. Premium is $6.72.
Sick of them defining the terms, defining the narrative. They're fleecing me. They're taking advantage of it.
Paying for gas in California is a challenge for many drivers, including this woman.
As soon as we saw it, we said, I can't believe it's $7.
The governor's proposed windfall tax legislation is expected to meet opposition from Republican lawmakers who say they want to find more effective ways to help Californians deal with the price of the pump. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is hard at work after Hurricane Ian.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the state is continuing to send supplies to areas hit hard by Hurricane Ian. Speaking in Daytona Beach, DeSantis says hundreds of miles of roadways have been cleared in areas of southwest Florida to help the recovery process speed up.
We've had fuel in southwest Florida. It's been phenomenal. People were able to get their fuel. We're using Elon Musk's Starlink internet devices. We've deployed 375 of those devices.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL is prepared to make a change or two to its concussion protocol, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said at a fan forum in London on Saturday as the league faces questions about how the Miami Dolphins handled their quarterback's recent injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.